Father, I said, if that is so, I don't want to wait here. I'm going to run to the electric wire. That would be better than slow agony in the flames. He did not answer. He was weeping. His body was shaken convulsively. Around us, everyone was weeping. Someone began to recite the Kaddish, the prayer for the dead. I do not know if it has ever happened before in the long history of the Jews that people have ever recited the prayer for the dead for themselves. Yit Gadal, V'yit Kadosh, Shemay Rabbah. May his name be blessed and magnified, whispered my father. For the first time, I felt revolt rise up in me. Why should I bless his name, the eternal Lord of the universe, the all-powerful and terrible, was silent. What had I to thank him for? We continued our march. We were gradually drawing closer to the ditch from which an infernal heat was rising. Still 20 steps to go. If I wanted to bring about my own death, this was the moment. Our line had now only 15 paces to cover. I bit my lips so that my father would not hear my teeth chattering. 10 steps still. 8, 7. We marched slowly on as though following a hearse at our own funeral. 4 steps more. 3 steps. There it was now, right in front of us. The pit and its flames. I gathered all that was left of my strength so that I could break from the ranks and throw myself upon the barbed wire. In the depths of my heart, I bade farewell to my father, to the whole universe, and in spite of myself, the words formed themselves and issued in a whisper from my lips. Yit Gadal V'yit Kadosh Shemay Rabbah. May his name be blessed and magnified. My heart was bursting. The moment had come. I was face to face with the angel of death. No. 2 steps from the pit, we were ordered to turn to the left and made to go into a barracks. I pressed my father's hand. He said, "Do you remember Madame Schechter?" "In the train?"